For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
President Donald Trump cancels his scheduled news conference at the G20 summit in Buenos Aires.
We were going to have a very big press conference, and out of respect for President Bush, we've canceled it here, and we'll have it back in Washington at some time in the near future, sometime after the funeral service.
Tributes are pouring in for former President George H.W. Bush, who died at age 94 at his Houston home last night. Mary Kate Carey on her time as one of his speechwriters.
To him, loyalty went up as well as down, and he treated everyone the same, whether they were the Queen of England or the lowliest speechwriter. So it was just a great time in my life.
Funeral services are still pending. More than 15 million people are under a variety of weather alerts today because of either heavy snow or freezing rain turning to snow. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, I'm Brant. So there's this guy named Jordan. He's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. And he goes to the doctor, true story, he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage four. And here's the thing. He had switched earlier from medical insurance to MediShare, where Christians share each other's medical bills. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this actually going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. So if you want to find out more, here is a number for you. 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says the U.S. relationship with Saudi Arabia is a very important one, and he says information in the news media isn't always true, and the intel he's seen shows no link between the Saudi crown prince and the death of a Saudi journalist.
I have read every piece of intelligence that is in the possession of the United States government. When you complete that analysis, there's no direct evidence linking him to the murder of Jamal Khashoggi. That is an accurate statement, is an important statement, and it is the statement that we are making publicly today.
And Pompeo says the war in Yemen must come to an end. He says the U.S. and Saudi Arabia have been working together to make sure the people there don't starve, but Iran is working against their efforts. Congresswoman-elect Katie Hill delivered the weekly Democratic address, saying many of the new freshmen have refused money from political action committees, including her.
When we get dark money out of politics, clean up corruption, and ensure fair elections, we will earn the trust of the public so they know we are working for them, not special interests or corporations.
This is USA Radio News.
Look, you've heard me talking for a year about how much I love MyPillow. You can get one, too. And now it's a better deal than ever. You go to MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special, use promo code USA. You'll get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price plus shipping. And don't forget, now you have until March 1st to return it if you're not absolutely in love with it. Go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. But do it now.
While attending the G20 summit in Buenos Aires, President Trump encouraged the 2019 session of Congress to pass the new NAFTA agreement. John Clemens has more.
Many agreed that the 25-year-old landmark North American Free Trade Agreement was in need of an update with our two neighboring countries that will provide a trilateral framework that, according to President Trump, should be approved by Congress next year.
One of the really important things is you won't see companies leaving once that gets signed. We have to get it through Congress, and if it gets through, which I think it will, that'll be great. And if it doesn't, we're very happy the way it is now.
I'm John Clemens.
That earthquake that rocked Anchorage, Alaska, is followed by a series of strong aftershocks. USA's Wendy King has more.
Brian Olin explains.
One or two shakes and they're done. Nothing like the, 30 to 45 seconds that the first one was.
Impressed with his own state's response to the 7.0 quake, Governor Bill Walker.
Building codes mean something. Inspections mean something. And then the response that we've had, has it been a 7.2 earthquake? Our response was a 10.
The Anchorage Police Department reported major damage to infrastructure across the city. And there's also reports of widespread power outages. But so far, no fatalities. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
The World Health Organization says the ongoing attempt to eradicate polio remains a global emergency amid an increase in cases for the first time in years and a worrying number of outbreaks sparked by the vaccine. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.